Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, Matt McMullen of the Chiefs will join us for our roundtable in studio. Before we get to Matt McMullen, we get to our guy, Sean Smith. Hey, Chris Collinsworth in 2009 said you had a Pro Football Focus score of 38.7. What say you, Sean Smith?
I don't know. I mean,
I'm just joking. It's a made-up. Yeah, I'm just clowning on Chris, man.
Hey, he's horrible.
We agree. I called it semi-pro football out of focus. What do players think of that website?
Yeah, that's true. Hey, you know what? That's a valid point right there. I like that.
Thank you.
I like that.
Hey, man, it's Raider week. You're no stranger to this matchup. What's it do for you? When does it really start? Is it a Monday thing or is it a Thursday? Where do you get into this game outside of just being another game? I know that's obviously a thing, any team and every team, any given Sunday, but this is different. This is Raiders Chiefs, man.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes. Hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including ARC. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control, or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
It's Raiders Chiefs, but it's also a division game. You know what I mean? We got to get back and try to win the division, because we've been dominating the division for the last, 10 years, I'd say. Mm-hmm. So we have to get back to, dominating. I think the game starts Monday with the game plan. As you know, everything Andy does is the right way for the most part. And I think the team's going to be ready to play. Mahomes, I feel like, juices is flowing and everything is rolling. Everybody's going to be focused on Rice, but there's no need to. We're going to gradually build him back into the offense, and he's going to get hot right at the right time.
And I think this game, too, going against this Chiefs offense, you've been a defensive guy, obviously, your whole life. What do you do to try to prepare against an offense right now that can go five deep at wide receivers, got running backs that you can mix in, you got a tight end, and plus you got a quarterback that changes the play on a dime because he improvises all the time? How do you game plan against something like this?
Well, you really can't game plan. You game plan with, as the old saying Steve Smith said, you better ice up, son. So you better find you some DBs and be able to play some coverage, because Mahomes, you got – and it's not even just five wide. We got the tight end, too. You know what I mean? Both tight ends. Everybody said Kelsey, but the other guy's good, too, though.
Yeah.
and he's going to get a nice payday, too, whether it's from Kansas City or somewhere else.
Well, and I think also, too, I mean, that's the beauty of this thing is, like, you're going into this game against the Raiders, and they just don't know what to do. You can have your kind of poison for you out there and do whatever it is the hell you want on offense this week, especially with them being banged up in the secondary.
Offense and defensively. I mean, Geno Smith was my guy. I love Geno Smith, but – his comeback story is done. You know, he got paid again, reunited with Pete. Hey, it's not good for him right now. He's stinking up the league, leading. I think he leads the league in picks right now. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this will be a good game for offense, defense, and special teams to dominate. So, I'm looking to see us score at least 40-something points this week.
Sean, in your career, did you ever play with somebody that was, like, suspended or out for an entire year and came back from an injury? And, like, what's that morale like, especially with a player like Rashee Rice's caliber of talent? When somebody like that returns to a locker room, it's like, all right, here we go, man.
I mean, he's I played with a few guys like that. You know, God rest his soul, Chris Henry. He was suspended before Odell Thurman. I played with all the guys I played with. The Bengals were suspended and came back. It's just, when you see guys come back from suspension and that's valuable to the team, you see how the morale changes. And the good thing is, we took our bumps and bruises early in the season with the losses early, to where now we're back on track, to where now he's joining at a pivotal part, because, heading into November, December, those are the teams get stronger and ready for the playoffs and make that run, like I say, to the Super Bowl again.
Yeah, and that's what the thing. I mean, if you're going to take your bumps and bruises in this league, Sean, you're right. Lose at the beginning of the year. Take your bumps and bruises in September, and as you move across the season, you get stronger and stronger and stronger, and that's where the Chiefs are. I mean, 2 weeks ago, people were talking about the Chiefs not making the playoffs. Now people are talking about the Chiefs being the best team in the NFL. Perception is amazing when you see what happened on Sunday night, beating the Lions the way they did.
I mean, that's true, too. And also, everybody was looking at the Buffalo Bills, and they choke as usual. Josh Allen can't win the big game when he needs to win. So I see only – even with the Chargers and the Broncos, the Broncos were struggling with the Jets, 0-6 Jets. You know what I mean? Even though it's any given Sunday and everybody straps up like everybody else. But I still feel we have a chance to win a division, get a first-round bye, and still run the table and try to prevail to the AFC Championship. I'm not going to say Super Bowl. I said we play in the AFC Championship. Depending on who we play, we go to the Super Bowl.
Who would be the one team that you would kind of have a little nerve about?
To be honest with you, I'm nervous about Denver.
Okay, why? Because I'm looking at that matchup with the Giants. I love the Giants this week, and I think they're going to beat the Broncos.
I think so, too, but it's just different. Remember, division games are different. Versus, it's just something about Denver and Sean Payton.
Yeah.
It's something about that. It's just that's who scares me. That's what scares me. Buffalo doesn't scare me. We've seen what we did to the Ravens. They, you know what I mean? So, and the Chargers don't scare me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We just got to be healthy. We lost the first game to them by, what, 3 points? Come on.
What did you think of what went on Sunday night with, you know, Branch complaining and then starting that fight? Like, if you were out there on that field, how would that have ended?
Oh, first of all, you know, if that was me out there on the field, you guys already know you'd be in my locker afterwards because I would have the toe-to-toe. You know, I wouldn't have had Juju. I saw, you know, I'm happy for Juju. He's playing great for us, too. But he took one for the team getting punched in the nose. So, you know, when I see him, I owe him a dinner. Because he took one for the team. But Branch, that was just a cowardly move because you didn't even want to shake Mahomes. That means you're a sore loser. That's just how I look at a sore loser. If I was out there, I would have been in the middle of that scuffle because I would have whooped his ass. Don't sucker punch me. Yeah. That's different. It's a sucker punch. Don't sucker punch nobody.
Right.
You're mad because you lost. You're mad because Juju was blocking your ass the whole game. It's evident. Juju had him frustrated.
Yeah, when you see that, though, when that happens, is that like a moment? Because I go back to that moment. Mahomes got that fumble recovery at the end of the first half of the Giants game, and then we hear that Creed Humphrey gave a speech. But that kind of, you know, I know it wasn't like a gruesome fight or anybody got KO'd or anything like that, but blood on the face, on your jersey, that kind of, you know, we saw Mahomes' eyes at the end of that, looking at Dan Campbell, getting him the side eye. You piss Mahomes off. I feel like you're awakening a sleeping giant.
Yeah, you think you're a sleeping giant. Then also, I would have went to the buses and whooped his ass. I would have met him at the buses. And you guys probably don't remember when we lost to Baltimore. What was that, the playoff?
The playoff game where Charlie Weiss was eating pizza at halftime at the pizzeria?
Yeah, he took his halftime pizzeria because he was taking his job at KU.
Right.
But I remember I went to the buses and I was going after, was it Ray Rice? Was it, I think it was who it was. I forgot because it was something they did in the game and I just didn't like it. And I went after the guys after I go to the bus. I don't care.
So you're about that.
In between the lines. No, I'm about the late night. About in between the lines is a game.
Yeah.
But when you saw people, we're still grown men outside of this game of football.
It would have been interesting to see if he'd have brought that energy during the game. It might have been a different outcome for it.
Hey, they might have won. Right?
So what happened when you went to the bus? Like, did you get on the bus? Did the team try to fight you?
I didn't get on the bus. The Ravens security guy was stopping me from getting to the person.
Had it been a strong security guy.
Sometimes, you know, listen to what the police say. I want no, you know.
That's good advice. That's very good advice.
Hey, sir, you know if you get on this bus, you're probably not going to go home tonight. Okay, I'll stay. I'll stay off this bus.
I'm listening to you, officer.
Yeah, for sure. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Sean, last one for you. This game, Raiders-Chiefs, you say division game. The rivalry is there. Do you see this being a two-score game? Vegas has this at 11.5, Chiefs favorite.
I think we might win by more than two scores. Just being honest with you, I think Geno's going to turn the ball over. Mahomes probably throw for 3 touchdowns. 87 is going to have a great game. I think this is the game 87 has over 100 yards receiving.
You think your boys found the dispensary yet?
Yeah, they already know the dispensary. They're going to be there as soon as they land. They're going to hit the dispensary.
So 4-for-4 for the field goal.
Yes, 4-for-8. I don't know. Hey, before you let me go, I got to say something about this kicker, man. I don't know what's going on with him. I think he's hurt and he's fighting through it. And I just feel like we should just go for two.
I thought that the other night, Sean, when he missed that extra point, I'm like, we got to go for two from here on out. And I am not a go for two guy at all until you need to. And I think coaches do that way too often. They go for two when they don't need to and they chase points. But with this offense right now, I'm scared of the kicker. I am.
I feel like he could either win us or cost us the game. I'm just being at the end of the game. You know what I mean? I love him and definitely won some big games for us. But, you know, what have you done for me lately? That's what the NFL is about.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys beat the homeschool kids last week?
Nah, the home team. Hey, we lost, right? But I'm going to tell you about this. I forgot who the head coach played in the NFL, too. And it's just, he has, like, 3 sons on the team, right? Oh. One of them is a commit to Baylor. I can't think of his name right now. But it was a good game. It was a good game. But I have respect for homeschool. I put it to you like that.
You kids doing the 6-7 down there?
Yeah, they're still doing the 6-7, but I think they're trying to ban it in the school district. So now I don't know. They got this new thing too called 41.
41.
Too,
so I don't right. know. 41's yeah, the opposite of 6-7. Yes.
So you know, all these new trends, I'm just trying to stay alive and be happy, man.
No doubt about it, man. We appreciate the time. Take it easy, be safe, and be easy, Sean.
All right, man.
That's Sean Smith. Coming on the side, we get to our round table on a Friday. It's Matt McMullen. He joins us in studio right here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
It's a Friday roundtable on a Red Friday Chiefs Raiders matchup. Roundtable brought to you by KS Lottery. Get in the game with Chiefs Kingdom scratch ticket only available from the Kansas Lottery. Top prize is $75,000 plus enter drawings for a chance to win a Chiefs experiences. See KSLottery.com. We are with Matt McMullen today on a Friday. Matt, how are you on this Red Friday?
What's up, guys? You see the forecast for Sunday?
61, yeah, it's supposed to be nice, baby.
It's perfect. I need some fall weather in my life badly. Like, last week was great from the football perspective, but the 88 degrees on a Sunday in October wasn't for me.
Yeah, no. I was listening to a pregame show, and I think it was Kling saying it's 86 in warm wind. This is not an October game. I was like, that stinks.
Felt like August out there.
Yeah. No doubt. Well, this is your last weekend of summer.
Yep.
Yeah, this is it. It's the 17th of October, so we've reached the last weekend of summer. And I'm not kidding. There are 3 weeks of fall, and then on November 10th, it drops to like 47 and cloudy, and we'll see in March.
You think we'll even have 3 weeks?
Yes. I looked at the extended forecast on AccuWeather. Not that they're always right, but it was like 3 weeks of fall weather, and then okay. November 10th. Like, I'm being dead serious. I know it's hard to believe, but November 10th, 47 and cloudy, and that's it, man. We're
so screwed. We'll get through the bye week, and then it's winter time.
That's right. Then okay. Winter's here, and then, you know, it's time to go win another Super Bowl, because they're playing like a Super Bowl contender and a Super Bowl champion right now. These last 8 quarters, 10 quarters have been just beautiful.
And now we're getting Rashee Rice back, this is an exciting week for a lot of reasons, that being the primary one. You know, one thing Mac and I were just talking about, though, is this would feel different if the offense was really struggling and we're all saying, well, Rashee's coming back, so he's going to save us, right? Mm-hmm. It's the opposite, where the offense is playing really well. So they've scored 28 points in 3 straight weeks,
right?
95 points over the last 3 games. That's their most points in a 3-game stretch since late in the 2021 season.
Yeah, so that's crazy.
The offense is humming right now, and now all you're doing is adding a player of Rashee's caliber. Pretty exciting.
Yeah, you add that receiver to the 14th rated quarterback in the NFL. What have you seen this year that's different from any other year that Patrick Mahomes played in football?
So, yeah, the whole PFF thing is crazy, isn't
it's
it?
Funny. It's a scam.
So Mahomes leads the NFL in total offensive yards and total offensive touchdowns. I think that's pretty good.
Say that again, please, for those sitting in Collinsworth basement.
So Patrick Mahomes leads the NFL in total offensive yards and total offensive touchdowns. I think he's the MVP of the league right now.
Whether he's horrible.
Whether some people want to accept it or not. He's been extraordinary in the way that he finds a way to win games in multiple ways.
Yeah.
He's distributing the football all over the place. One stat that I think is pretty cool this week is the Chiefs are one of only 3 teams to have 4 receivers with at least 220 receiving yards this year. And that doesn't include Xavier Worthy or Rashee Rice, obviously. So you're going to add those guys more to the mix as well. Mm-hmm. This is the best offense I think we've had in a while. Mm-hmm. And Mahomes is playing great football right now. Just fun to watch.
It is. It's fun. And you mentioned the numbers and whatnot. I'm under the impression of, and we set the over under at 2.5, of individual 100-yard receiving games we have from here on out. I'm taking the under on that one. Mm. Where do you stand on that?
That's a good point, because I think.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I don't think anyone on this offense cares about having a huge fantasy day. And you see that around the league where certain players, they need to get their numbers. Mm-hmm. This is one of the most unselfish receiver cores I think I've seen with the Chiefs. Yeah. And that's exciting because they all are capable. In a roundabout way, I think Rashee being out to begin the year and Xavier getting hurt early in the year helped this group in a sense where Juju and Tyquan had to be the guys for a couple weeks. And then we saw that they could do it. They developed a comfort level with Patrick Mahomes. Well, they don't necessarily have to be the go-to guy at this point, but if they need to be, they can be. Mm-hmm. And over the course of a long football season, you're going to need everybody. And you can't cover everyone. I think, Mitch talked about this earlier. I think it's a great point that Tyquan Thornton didn't have a single target or catch last week. But if you go back and watch the film, he was opening things up for guys underneath. He doesn't care that he didn't get the ball. Juju's the same way. Does not care if he doesn't get the ball. All he cares about is helping this team win. That's the mentality for all of these players, and that's the sign of a very good football team.
So I want to ask you this about Harrison Butker, because I saw Sam McDowell of this KC Star had a tweet last week when Andy Reid went for it 3 times in the first half on 4th down and shorter than 3 or more. 86 times out of 86 times he has kicked that field goal in the first half at 4th and 3 or shorter. three times he went for it. Is that more so Dan Campbell's on the other side and he's one of the most aggressive coaches in the league? Or is there a little bit of trouble at home?
So in my opinion, that was the opponent.
Okay.
You're playing the Detroit Lions, who were the number one scoring offense in the NFL. They're not going to punt you the ball or go for a field goal on fourth and three.
10-minute opening drive.
Yeah, you have to keep pace with them. I mean, the defense was incredible in that game, but I don't think you can go into it assuming the defense is going to hold them to only 17 points like they did.
Yeah.
So when it's fourth and three in the red zone and you've been moving the ball, you go for it and try to get points when you're playing a team like that. I think it was more about that, and it paid off. The Chiefs have been awesome on fourth down this year.
Yeah, they have.
Awesome. They're dialing up their best plays on fourth down. And again, when you have a confidence in your quarterback and in all the offensive weapons that you have, you need to get 3 yards, and in that case, 6 yards to get a touchdown, you go for it.
Yeah, and also, too, you go for it because your offensive line has been playing great, too. Yeah. I don't know what Creed Humphrey said at halftime of that Giant game, but everything's turned around since then. Were you in the locker room? What did he say?
I was not in the locker room, no. But I was at that game, and yeah, since the second half of that game, it seems like this offense has just kind of awoken. Mm-hmm. And it's been exciting to see, and I mentioned the 95 points in the last 3 weeks. Well, it really began in that second half against the Giants where this offense started playing really well against a really good defensive line in New York, who hopefully will get after Bo Nix this weekend in the Broncos. But yeah, this offense is playing great. I think it began at halftime of that game. And it's funny we're playing the Raiders this week because I think you can look back to the Christmas Day game a couple years ago. Sometimes it takes a kind of a rough half or a rough game to make everyone look in the mirror and say, we have the guys to do this. Let's figure it out. And that Christmas Day game obviously was one of those turning points. And maybe we look back at the end of this year at that Giants game at halftime and say, that's kind of when these guys said, let's figure this out.
Maybe in the future, you know, we'll see 71 back in the locker room. But we saw Jalen Moore play in this game last week, and now he gets probably what we would think another test against another team that has similarities, right? Detroit's secondary was very beat up and injured, but the Raiders' secondary is not great, but they do have two guys on the defensive line that can wreak havoc. And Jalen Moore did very well last week. Do you kind of are you looking at him this week again, or do you have a lot of trust now that you've seen it once and I continue to see that same thing?
Well, what a performance by him.
No doubt.
You find out hours before the game you're facing Aiden Hutchinson all night long.
Wait, who did he face?
Aiden Hutchinson.
I did not hear his name once in that game until the end when he cheap-shotted Patrick Mahomes.
Well, that says everything about Jalen and how he performed.
Right.
And for me, this is a big-time testament to Brett Veach. Mm-hmm. You know, Brett was catching some flack in the offseason for, hey, why would you sign Jalen Moore if you're going to draft Josh Simmons? Well, you need depth at every position, right?
And didn't know you were drafting Josh Simmons in March.
You have no idea. And to have a player of Jalen's caliber ready to go in that moment, what a luxury that is. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a player that backed up Trent Williams for years in San Francisco, played really well whenever he had to, and obviously played really well against Aiden Hutchinson last week. Now just a matter of facing Max Crosby, no big deal, just another one of the best pass rushers of his generation. But I have full confidence Jalen Moore can get it done.
Who's better in your guys' mind? I'll ask both of you. There's even Mac as well. Who do you think is better, Aiden Hutchinson or Max Crosby?
Because
I know my answer.
Because they're basically the same. Is that wrong to say that?
They're really similar. You know, I have so much respect for Crosby because he's not only an extraordinary pass rusher, he also plays the run better than anybody in football, I think, from that position.
He also plays the mind game, I think, more.
And he never comes off the field.
Right.
I mean, he's on the field constantly.
And he's done it longer.
Yeah, I mean, Max Crosby is an incredible player. I think Hutchinson has a long career ahead of him, but it's hard to say anything bad about Max Crosby.
Okay. I also love that Aiden Hutchinson did that cheap shot. Mahomes looked at him, and I could read his lips perfectly. What the F are you doing?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Max Crosby does that, and it's like, you woke up the wrong MF-er, right? Like, they have that, so I think Max Crosby's established more that, like, Mahomes is going to know where he's at. I think I was watching, I want to say it was either The Franchise or I was watching the documentary, The Kingdom on ESPN, where Mahomes is getting frustrated when they play the Raiders. Like, every time, it's the same damn play. It's the same play. He's going straight through. And I think as we talk about Jalen Moore, we also talk about Juwan Taylor, because Bob brings this up all the time. Andy Reid was like, yeah, I'm going to address it. I know there's an issue. Haven't heard much. And this is another one of those games where it's like, okay, yeah, you had Aiden Hutchinson too, but now you're going to get back-to-back weeks where you're going to get Max Crosby as well.
In Malcolm Kuntz, who we haven't seen him in a while. The last time we saw him, he had 3 sacks on Christmas Day.
He's also coming off a big injury, too, you know?
Sure.
So is Aiden. Yeah.
But we have respect for this defensive front, at least Mitch and I and everyone that we've talked to. So it's important that you neutralize those guys, contain that pass rush. I think one of the positives for the Chiefs in this game, though, with Rashee coming back, is Rashee was in so many ways an extension of the running game in how he played and how he was schemed in this offense, where it's quick throws with him over the middle, where then he makes things happen after the catch. And that is one of the ways you can neutralize a great pass rush, because there's no time to get there. You're not waiting for a play to develop deep downfield. You just zip it out of your hand and he has the ball and he's down the field 15 yards. We saw it in that Ravens game in the opener last year, where constantly that pass rush was turning around because Rashee already had the ball. Hopefully we see some more of that here in this game and make the pass rush second guess themselves a little bit.
Yeah, the reason I ask who you guys thought was better, because I would have said Aiden Hutchinson, just because he's younger and, you know, he's got that future, as you talked about. Max has been around a while. I think age does factor into this. I would have said Aiden Hutchinson. I'm like, they dominated Aiden Hutchinson. I have great confidence they're going to dominate Max Crosby this weekend.
Got to go out there and do it.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Again, Crosby is an awesome player. And, you know, what I like about Crosby is he embraces the rivalry. You don't always see that in pro football nowadays, but Max Crosby hates the Chiefs. And I think that's great because, you know, the Raiders should hate the Chiefs and the Chiefs hate the Raiders. I think it's awesome.
But also, too, him and Mahomes have that relationship, too, that I think is a fun relationship. Like, they respect each other so much. Like, and you don't see that across the game with anybody anymore. The respect that Mahomes has for him and he has for Mahomes is off the charts, in my opinion.
I think it's super cool that between the white lines, they are like mortal enemies, but off the field, like, they respect each other, like you said, and they get along, and there's that mutual admiration. You don't always see that. Sometimes it blurs over, but you're right. With those guys, I think it's pretty cool.
With an 11.5 spread in this game and the Raiders seemingly being, you know, ruled out of this game before it starts, do you see them try to do a typical Raiders thing? Because we've seen before the bus at the end of the game gets circled around the stadium. We've seen them before dance on the arrowhead at midfield. Or do you think that they're past this? Or could you see something like that flaring up?
Well, I think what they're going to try to do is run the football. And if you look at some of those games the Chiefs have lost to the Raiders over the years, there was that one in 2020 where they lost to the Raiders. That's the bus game. Same thing
that was Josh
on
Jacobs,
Christmas Day.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, they ran the football really effectively in both of those games. And that's what I expect them to try to do with Ashton Jeanty. Jeanty, if you look at the traditional numbers, like, he's having a pretty good year. If you look at the advanced metrics, he's having a great year with broken tackles and
what
yards after contact.
What does Pro Football Focus say?
So here's the thing with Pro Football Focus. I don't really pay attention to their grades, but in some ways they are helpful, because in things like yards after contact and missed forced tackles, I look at Pro Football Focus for that stuff, and he's near the very top of the league in both categories.
That's a fine thing to look at. I have no problem with that. It's when you're making up mythical grades about a test you don't know the questions to that bothers me.
I like objective things, not subjective
things. Exactly.
Yes. And the objective data on PFF is helpful, because you look at Jeanty. He has 376 yards after first contact this year. That's third in the NFL. And 26 forced missed tackles, second in the NFL behind only Bijan. So in this game, wrap up Ashton Jeanty. Don't let him run the ball 30 times for 150 yards. The other thing, though, is if you keep pressure on their offense with your offense, like the Chiefs did against the Lions, they won't be able to run the football. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened in that Detroit game. Detroit runs the football better than anybody. But if the Chiefs are going down there and scoring every single time, well, you can't have a 9-minute drive, because you have to score right away. The Chiefs did a great job of that, forcing Detroit to throw last week. You got to force the Raiders to throw here in this game, because as we've seen, they've turned the ball over more than anybody.
So this is a big Leo Chenal game.
Leo Chenal is having an awesome year.
He really is.
He's having an awesome year. Yeah. So Mitch and I had him on our podcast earlier this week, and got to chat with him. And listen, it's so cool to see how he's developed into this all-around football player. When he came out, we knew he was going to be great against the run, a good pass rusher. But there were questions about his coverage, right? He has developed into an awesome coverage linebacker. That pick against Lamar Jackson a couple weeks ago,
sick.
I mean, it was perfect. Mm-hmm. He played it perfectly, and he picked off Lamar Jackson covering Mark Andrews. And he was great against the Lions last week, too. Just an awesome all-around player. And one thing Mitch and I talked about is, I think 20 years from now, we'll look back at this Chiefs run and be like, we had so many good football players on this team. And Leo Chenal is one of those guys that doesn't get a lot of credit, like, around the country, like on ESPN. Mm-hmm. But if you watch the Chiefs every week, you know Leo Chenal is a pretty important player on this defense.
Let's just have a quick argument sake conversation. Let's say the run ends today. Who's going to be the most underappreciated player in the last 10 years that you would have that conversation about?
Oh, man, that's tough. You know, one guy that comes to mind that's not on the team anymore is Jerick McKinnon.
Oh, that's a good one.
I think Jerick McKinnon did a lot for this team, particularly during the back-to-back run.
Yep.
But defensively, Leo Chenal's right up there. Mm-hmm.
See, I would put Daniel Sorensen on that list, too.
Sure.
Because I know he gets abused by fans a lot. You know, everybody picks on one guy. But he made some big plays. Like, we don't beat Cleveland in that game in the wild card round or whatever round that was during COVID in the playoffs if Daniel Sorensen isn't out there making plays.
Last 10 years, most underappreciated?
Yeah.
Alex Smith.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I think that's a great one, too.
I always use the analogy of Moses in the Promised Land. Like, Moses never got there, but he told the people, follow me in this way, and we'll eventually get there in the end. You will. You'll see it. And Alex Smith was not the quarterback that raised the three Lombardi trophies. It was Patrick Mahomes. Without that insight, that expertise, and that veteran leadership, I don't know if Mahomes is who he is today.
You see all around the league and throughout the years when quarterbacks are thrown into the fire, it works for some guys. Doesn't work for everyone, but Mahomes came into a situation that was so ideal where he had a great mentor in Alex Smith and he could just sit there and learn and really set him up for success. I think he's the first one to say that, like what a great opportunity that was for him.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I think it's important for all of us to remember what Alex Smith did for this franchise. And not just that, but also just the flip from 2012 to 2013,
right,
where the culture changed immediately. Mm-hmm, and Alex Smith was a big part of
like
that.
Like imagine your dad buys you a 57 Chevy. And it's there, but you have to keep clean. You have to keep it clean. You have to put the cover on it, but you got to give it to your little brother when he turns 16. You don't get to drive it. That to me is kind of like the Alex Smith thing where it's like, you know, little brother didn't understand the value of the car, but older brother was like, hey man, this was dad's prized possession. He got it all ready for you. I'm too old for it right now, but you're going to have fun in this and you're going to be able to do whatever you want. Here it is. That to me is the same thing Alex Smith did with Patrick Mahomes where it's like, hey man, you're going to have this Tyreek Hill kid and your arm and his speed are things that I can't do, but you can. But here's what you got to look for in the defensive secondary to make this a thing. And all of a sudden, it's AFC Championship game. I mean, it's what? His shortest season is overtime loss to Cincinnati in an AFC Championship game?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Crazy to think where he'd be with. I know Andy Reid gets a lot of credit and all those guys and the talent that's the God-given talent that Mahomes has, but to think about where he'd be without Alex Smith, because I think a lot of people are like you guys, where you're like, oh, Dan Sorensen, that Texans game, huge, mm-hmm. right? You think about Jerick McKinnon, third down running back and can lay a block on a blitzing linebacker, but then you go back and you think, man, maybe it is the guy that kind of forwarded the messages along to get this guy there, because we were all there that Tennessee game. We saw that game, and then all of a sudden, that was it from Alex Smith. Then he goes to Washington, in steps Patrick Mahomes, and Alex Smith is gone. And it's like, remember, some things can be true.
Yeah, just incredibly selfless by Alex. And I love how he's been embraced by the fan base, like post-Chiefs playing days. Yep. I loved how everyone here was rooting for him in Washington, you know, in that playoff game years ago. And he's come back here and, like, banged the drum and stuff.
Who's doing it this week?
It's so cool. Christian Okoye.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The Nigerian nightmare bringing an old timer against the Raiders.
And you know, he's got Raider history.
I think Sorensen, wasn't Sorensen here last week or a couple weeks ago? He didn't do the drum, but he was here.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
I missed that.
Yeah. I just love when guys come back.
He was here last week. Cool. Yeah. I saw some pictures on the internet of him being on the sideline.
Yeah.
The Alex Smith thing, though, I think is a great point by you. And it goes kind of back to like we started the show with today's National Mulligan Day. Like, if you had a regret and to do something over in life, what would you do? And I said, I wouldn't do anything different because it's led me to where I am now and I like where I am right now. And if I changed anything, I wouldn't be where I am in life right now. And that kind of goes with the Alex Smith thing. Like everybody's wanting Patrick Mahomes to go in early and play and do all this kind of stuff. And they just kept him on the bench. Maybe if they put him in early, maybe we don't have the Patrick Mahomes that we have today. Like everything was done perfect with him. I wouldn't change a damn thing that the Chiefs have done since Patrick Mahomes has been drafted here.
I think it's worked out pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's been pretty good. 7 straight AFC Championship appearances, go to 5 Super Bowls, win 3 of them. And, you know, as Patrick always says, we're not done.
Right. And that's the thing. They're not done. As we talked to Matt McMullen of Chiefs.com, the Chiefs insider. And I look at this game now from a defensive standpoint. Lost in everything that they did on Monday or Sunday night was how good the defense was. I mean, they shut down. It wasn't that we put up 30 some points. That defense shut down the best offense in the NFL and held them to just 2 touchdowns after that long drive. It was an amazing performance by that defense.
So since week 2, going into the game last week, the Lions had averaged over 40 points per game. They had scored at least 35 points in all of those games. They were running the ball better than anyone. Well, the Chiefs completely shut them down. They held them to 17 points in that game. It was the third time in the last 23 games that Detroit had scored 20 or fewer points. That's crazy. Detroit, I mean, coming off the bus, scores 28 points. Mm-hmm. No problem. They didn't do it in this game.
Not if Sean Smith's watching that bus stop. Okay.
But I mean, they were awesome. One thing that stood out to me is Trent McDuffie played 17 coverage snaps in the slot. That was a season high for him.
Good.
And Amon-Ra St. Brown had a pretty good game, but couldn't go crazy. Mm-hmm. I think Trent only allowed 1 catch for 4 yards in the slot last week.
Yeah, because would Brown have like 9 for 42 or something like that?
He was all right, but he didn't blow the game open. One thing with the Raiders offense is Jacoby Myers has been really good out of the slot this year.
He's on strike, though.
We'll see, but he's been a pretty good player for them out of the slot. And
no Brock Bowers in practice this week.
And that's super important. I think we all know how good Brock Bowers is. So I'm curious to see if McDuffie plays more in the slot this week as well. But yeah, this defense last week was incredible. And I just think the Chiefs in all three phases are playing their best football right now.
Because the guy that's going to probably play wide receiver in the slot of Jacoby Myers is that Tucker kid who's been surprisingly good speed, has a good rapport with Geno Smith. I really love Noel Williams, man. I mean, the trade they made with New England to get him in the fourth round this past year that they got from the Bears for Joe Tooney, and you turn that into Noel Williams, and Brett Veach does it again.
He looks good, right? Like he's physical and tough, and he's not scared of anybody. If you look at the game last week against Amon-Ra at times, like, awesome. Like he said, you might catch the ball, but you're getting down immediately. Same thing against D-Hop a few weeks ago. Like, that's DeAndre Hopkins, and you're a rookie, and Noel Williams, and you're like, no, I'm here. I'm making sure you don't catch this football. You know, his success is why you can put Trent in the slot more often, because you can count on a guy like Noel against these premier receivers. And I just like his physicality and his toughness. Mm-hmm. Again, like, sometimes people will catch the ball on him, but he's going to make it really difficult, and you're going to earn it.
So we did this with Mitch Holtis earlier, your guy. We did it with ourselves as well.
Uh-huh.
Favorite Chiefs Raiders memory in your lifetime?
Oh, man. Okay. Can I give you a couple?
Yeah.
Okay. So one ties back to when I was a little kid. And I think it's cool how people really become fans, right? And this is one of the main reasons I remember becoming a Chiefs fan. And it's kind of an inconsequential game looking back on it. But it was like early 2000s. And remember Gerard Page?
Oh, yeah.
The safety?
Yeah.
So I remember the
UCLA.
Raiders. Yeah, UCLA. The Raiders were driving down the field for a potential game-winning touchdown. And they're at like the 5-yard line. And like, I don't even know if the Chiefs were very good looking back at it. The Raiders were awful. Aaron Brooks was their quarterback.
Oh, God.
But Gerard Page picked him off in the end zone. And I just remember being a little kid going absolutely crazy. And a few weeks later, Gerard Page came to my middle school for a school assembly. And I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. And like, it sticks in my head. And it's one of the reasons I became a Chiefs fan.
You were like Chris Farley. Like, remember that time you had the interception?
That was awesome. Yeah. I just thought it was so cool, you know? Another one that sticks in my mind, though, way more recent, was in Vegas in 2022. And we had to win that game. It was the final game of the regular season. We had to win that game to get the one seed.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Mitch was so stressed out all week going into it.
Really?
Well, just because, you know, the Raiders had nothing to lose. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
They were starting Jarrett Stidham. On paper, there was no reason to worry about this game. But, you know, there was a lot of pressure on the Chiefs, no pressure on the Raiders.
Right, well, it's the last game of the year that you don't hardly ever have to get ready for.
Yeah. So
yeah.
The Chiefs ended up winning that game, though. It was never in question. But I remember after the game, I'm in the radio booth with Mitch, spotting for him on the road, helping point out who catches the ball and whatnot. And Mitch, you know the Jack Nicholson gif where he's like nodding and it's like, yes. Mm-hmm. So I turn around after the game's over. I'm excited. I look at Mitch. He's like doing that. And he goes, "We've got a chance at the whole enchilada." And I'm like, all right, let's go.
What do you know? He's back.
We win the Super Bowl that year. So I just, that sticks in my mind. It's just so funny.
Classic,
like,
Mitch.
Like, Mitch, are you okay? Like, it was great.
We got a chance at the whole Yes, Mitch, we do.
Enchilada. Yes.
So, and a side of beans and rice.
Yep.
Who's the biggest competition for the Chiefs right now in the NFL? Like, there's nobody emerging this year.
Yeah, it's interesting how it's hard to really say this team is the best in the league, because whenever someone says blank team is the best in the league, they seem to lose immediately the following week.
Right.
I think Tampa Bay is playing really good football right now. Excited to see them play the Lions this week. Mm-hmm. In the AFC, though, I really do think it's wide open.
It
and
is.
I think things are working out for the Chiefs in a great way, because think about all the adversity the Chiefs faced over the last 6 weeks. You don't have Rashid to begin the year. You go all the way to Brazil to begin the season. Logistically, that's tough. You lose Xavier Worthy 3 snaps into the season, mm-hmm. and at the time, you don't know how long he's going to be out. Numerous like primetime slots, traveling across the country, just different things that you have to deal with. Playing all these good teams, you have to play the Ravens with Lamar, mm-hmm. the Eagles, the Lions, divisional opponents.
Well, by the way, playing more games than anyone in the NFL's history.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right, yeah.
All this adversity, and the Chiefs, like, that would completely just knock out most teams. The Chiefs find a way to be 3-3 through that stretch. Well, now they're fully healthy. Now you look at the schedule. They have 2 home games in a row. Things are working out nicely. You have to buy at a good time. I just think that the Chiefs showed, like, you can, like, beat us up for a while, but we're still in the ring, right?
Yeah.
And actually, we're feeling better now. We feel great. And there has to be teams around the league thinking, like, man, that didn't knock them out. Like, they're still in this thing. And I just feel really encouraged and excited about where the Chiefs are right now. and there were opportunities for other teams around the league to build a big lead in the AFC, and they didn't do it. I mean, around the league. So
you had your shot in the first 6 weeks. Now, sorry, we're taking this thing back.
Hopefully. And, you know, the Chiefs have to go out there and play well and do it. But all things considered, I feel really great right now about where the Chiefs are, and let's go attack the second half of the season.
Look, I feel better now than I did when the team was 6-0 at this point last year, right?
That's fair, yeah.
And they're 3-3. I'm like, they're kind of unstoppable on offense with all these weapons. Their defense is playing great right now. Now if we could just get Harry Harrison to start kicking a little bit better, you concerned there?
With Harrison? I'm not, because Harrison has been looking great in practice. Coach Tobe says that like it's not like a physical issue, just a matter of stacking some games together. And I think it was actually really important for Harrison that he was able to make the extra points, make the field goal last week to end the game, where it wasn't like a play that happened at the very end and now he's thinking about it all week. Harrison Butker is one of the best kickers in NFL history. Like, he's made some of the biggest clutch kicks ever in this league. This happens from time to time when you're out there and your main job is you're on under the spotlight like three times a night, right? Mm-hmm. Like, this happens sometimes. I'm not worried about Harrison at all. He'll be just fine.
Ending on a high note, Matt McMullen of the Kansas City Chiefs. We appreciate the time, brother. Take care and enjoy that game on Sunday and get ready for Washington.
Appreciate you guys. Let's go do
it. You want to do some shots in the parking lot with Mac? Come on by the tailgate.
Yeah, no doubt. Then you can go tell Mitch, when are we getting the enchilada?
Hey, Mitch, there's your fireball with Mac.
That is Matt McMullen. We appreciate the time, brother. Thank you so much. And that is the Roundtable brought to you by KS Lottery. Get in the game with the Chiefs Kingdom Scratch Ticket, only available from Kansas Lottery. Top prize, $75,000 plus. Enter drawings for a chance to win Chiefs experiences. See KSLottery.com. On the other side, we get into our Richard of the Week. We'll turn over a new leaf. Seriously. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
City, this is Creed Humphrey, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
The time of the week. Can you believe we're already done with the show? Friday, 9:48.
Six, 7 more minutes. We're out of here. Let's go.
Oh, my gosh.
You'd rather be 41 more?
I'd rather it be 2 more. Got a big day ahead. Got to think about what I'm going to do for dinner.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Nope. The cold ones are already in the fridge. The lawn's mowed. The dishes are done. Just got to take the water out of the bathtub, or they said in the locker room this year at the Royals Stadium. But now we'll start it off. My Richard of the Week goes to Ryan Leaf. This guy, man, I don't know if you guys end up looking up the actual tweets that he sent out. Kind of caught some strays by about everybody in the world on Twitter as he was... Well, he was kind of taking some shots at Rashee Rice. He said, you'd think this fellow was returning from an ACL or something, not a suspension for committing a felony and almost
killed.
Hang on.
He was coming back.
So Ryan Leaf, on October 15th, you'd think this fellow was returning from an ACL or something, not a suspension for committing a felony and almost killing people with his vehicle and then just up and leaving. Hashtag perspective in all caps. Okay.
Hello, pot.
Yeah. Look, we know what happened. We are a world in which people get second chances. One, he is coming back from a torn ACL. Not only that, but he quote tweeted the video that Rashee Rice put out of him getting back in the lab, working out, and then coming out of the tunnel for the Chiefs. I understand what Rashee Rice did. It wasn't good. We talked about it. We spent an entire summer talking about how he effed up. We know that. He knows that.
He knows that, too.
But the thing is like... Somebody like with Ryan Leaf's past, who we all know.
He was in jail, right?
That's right.
Okay.
And narcotics and his blow up in a locker room, which
and
by the way
given
was
chances.
Too. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Second and third and fourth chances.
Yeah, okay.
Why are you doing this? Like, why are you adding this to it? Like, why don't you just not press send? Why don't you just move on? I wouldn't be mad if this was, you know, some minister saying it or somebody with a perspective that is not a former athlete who was addicted to narcotics, arrested, blowing up in locker rooms to a reporter because he played poor against
the Chiefs.
And then you're going to come out here and in a time where maybe somebody has changed their life, found a mentor, done everything right that we know of so far, and is coming back from a season-ending injury in which his quarterback-friendly fired shot out his ACL with a tackle. And then you're going to say, you think this fellow was returning from an ACL or something, not a suspension for committing a felony and almost killing people with his vehicle and then just up and leaving. Hashtag perspective. Here's a perspective for you, Ryan Leaf. Richard of the week from one Dusty Likens. Kiss my ass.
Yep, yeah, man. I'm with you on that one. You've got to consider the, like, if you're one of those guys like Ryan Leaf, you should be totally the opposite way and going, what can I do to help? Because people came alongside Ryan Leaf and helped him get a second
or maybe
and a third
the tweet
and a fourth
say,
chance.
Hey, I know what's going on here. I'm happy to see this guy get on the field. I'm happy to know that he's doing the right thing in the community and with other people as well involved. I hope he learned from his mistake. I know that I did.
Yeah.
Rooting for this guy.
And hey, Rashi, if you need help, I'm here for you, man. If you need to talk.
Right.
Done. And do something nice like that. So my Richard of the week is going to be, it's generic, but it really has to be said. Bag your own groceries at the store. I don't care if you're at Target, if you're at Walmart, you're at Hy-Vee, you're at any grocery store. You go out there and you bag your own stuff. There is nothing worse than waiting in line at the store, three or four people deep, while Boomer and Boomerette are standing there not bagging their own groceries.
Not my job.
It is rude and it is socially unacceptable. I worked in that grocery industry. I was a bagger. I know what that's like. And I know when I was bagging or checking people out, if they didn't bag their own stuff, you know what I did? Your eggs and bread were on the bottom.
Wow.
If you're going to be that lazy when the store is that crowded and lines are all over the place and you can't bag your own stuff, help out the poor cashier. That person's busting their tail to get everybody through, and you're standing there watching that person put your groceries in a bag. Get at the end of that line and bag your own stuff. Help the process out. Help your fellow man. Help your fellow person out, because not only are you making that poor person bag your own groceries while you stand there, you're holding up the line, and you're interfering on everybody else's day as well.
I had one of those guys yesterday at Hy-Vee, not to give myself self-gloat. There was an older lady in one of those chairs that needed it. She couldn't walk. She was older. She was taken by the John Knox Village van, and for some reason, her debit card wasn't working. And he just kept buzzing. And this guy goes over to the Express. He's got like 25 items. He goes, you mind if I check out here? And the lady goes, 16-year-old, 17-year-old girl being a checker. I think you have too many items. So then he gets behind me, and this lady's debit card's not working. I don't know what's going on. Her total is like $13. I was like, you know what, ma'am? Have a good day. Tap my card. Take care. She was like, thank you very much. Don't need the congratulations. But the guy behind me is like, well, I would have been out of here if I could have gone there. Apparently, I got too many items. I just went, come on, man. I was like, what are you doing, man?
Get bent.
Exactly. Like, just relax. Relax, people.
I don't understand why people can't help out.
And he had
out.
To keep doing it, and I had to pay for this lady's groceries, or I was going to say something. Because I finally was like, all right, man.
Yeah. Like,
and then, like, somebody comes over, and he just does this, oh, if you have less than 20 items, you won't check out.
Oh, then he was doing, then he's oh, that yeah. guy.
And so then he's
top.
Behind me, lady in front of me can't get her car to go through.
Passively,
so
finally, aggressively yelling,
oh,
yes.
Yeah.
We're at a grocery store.
Grocery store. Yeah, at 11:15 on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Where do you got to be, Daryl? I hope your bags rip as you take them to your car.
How about the Detroit Lions for Richard of the Week?
Okay.
Whole fan base, the radio guys. Seriously, I loved what Carrington said. I thought this was a blue-collar, tough Motor City. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Richard of the Week. Also,
situation where you're matched up with Kelce. What's that coverage like? What's that challenge like?
Devin White going to win. That's all. Devin White going to win.
Bring that smoke,
baby. Bring that smoke. Bring that smoke.
Let's go.
I hope you're ready. Talking about yourself in the third person. Gonna give up three touchdowns. Each person's gonna give up a touchdown. That's how that works.
Oh, I can't wait to play that on Monday.
I hope we're playing it on Monday.
Oh, we will.
I mean, you know, if you give up three touchdowns to Travis Kelce.
Hey, he's horrible. Hey, he's horrible.
Yeah. Those fan base.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was
217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes. Hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including ARC. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
This is in Detroit.
He's horrible.
That guy at Hy-Vee.
He's horrible.
That guy that can't bag his own groceries.
He's horrible.
Ryan Lee.
He's horrible.
Raiders.
He's horrible.
Geno Smith.
He's horrible.
Ashton Jeanty. I take that back. He's good.
He's
hey,
good.
Go do something nice for somebody today, this weekend, sometime soon. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It is simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay safe, stay kind, and stay groovy. We'll talk to you on Monday. Happy Red Friday. Coming up next is Cody, Golden, Drew from 10 to 2.
Situation where you're matched up with Kelce. What's that coverage like? What's that challenge like?
Devin White gonna win. That's all. Devin White gonna win when I'm against him.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In-app only.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.